This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It is Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, May 10th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
TBOY, but first, is it going to be besties or Yetis?
Jack, can we get a poll update at the source? What's going on Twitter with the poll?
According to Twitter, 54% are voting for Yetis, 46% for besties.
Jack, take us over to Instagram. How are the polls looking?
I don't have a poll at Instagram, but judging by the comments, besties has a slight lead.
And let's head over to Ohio. I mean YouTube. How are the polls on YouTube, Jack?
Too close to call. Remember, you can vote through Friday at TBoyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
Are you the besties or you the Yetis? In the meantime, Jack, what's our first story?
Elon's presentation on what he's going to do with Twitter just leaked to the New York Times.
Yeah, spoiler, it's not that sexy after all.
For our second story, Korea's O House just raised $182 million for a house design app.
Jack, if you can't be with the home you love, honey, love the home you're with.
For our third and final story, Rivian and Lordstown just plumbed it because one lost an investor, the other lost the bank account.
Yeah, after 25 years, cash is king again.
But before we hit that wonderful mix,
just a fantastic mix today, Jack.
Can we talk about some pint problems?
Okay, Friday night, Jack. I'm trying to enjoy some salt and straw salted malted chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
You're waiting all day. You just want two scoops, but all you get is one block of concrete.
I couldn't scoop the scoop because the pint was too cold.
The German-made ice cream scoop I got you, it broke, didn't it?
The ice cream was frozen like some kind of permafrost.
Okay, pro tip, microwave it for 30 seconds. It'll be good.
No more, no less. But here is the news. Ben and Jerry's is warming its ice cream.
That's right. Unilever, which owns Ben and Jerry's, they say that current freezer temperatures, they're about 0 degrees Fahrenheit for ice cream.
But Unilever did some delicious research and determined that actually the temperature should be 10 degrees Fahrenheit, optimal.
Yeah, so they're raising their freezer temperatures by 10 degrees.
Ipso facto, warmer freezer, softer scoops.
Not soft serve, but softer to serve is better for all of them.
The pints are too damn cold.
Nick, this isn't a first world problem. It's a frost world problem.
Now, Jack and I should sprinkle on a little context here. The change, it's partly for the planet.
Less freeze, less energy, happier planet.
But this change, it's also for the ice cream performance.
Yeah, Unilever knows that brownie batter just tastes better when it's not a glacier.
So mint chip, it should hit your mouth like a pillow, not like a brick wall.
Cookies and cream, it's a lover, not a fighter.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies, Mr. Ben and Mr. Jerry?
Ice cream, it's about to be less ice, a little more cream.
Let's scoop our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, now that Elon owns Twitter, he just gave a sexy presentation on all the things he wants to do with his new Twitter toy.
And he wants to turn Twitter.
All right, wait for it.
into a Microsoft Office kind of boring thing, actually.
It's so sexy. It's actually not that sexy. This weekend, by the way, Jack, mm-hmm. you did some fantastic hikes, right? Mm-hmm. Great weather.
Yeah, great. Yep.
I sprinted to Mexico for 24 hours.
It was Molly's birthday. I'm glad you went.
Enough to get a tan. In the meantime, the world's richest man this weekend was giving a presentation to investors on his plans for Twitter.
Turns out Elon wants other rich people to chip in on Twitter with him. So he whipped up a PowerPoint presentation to sell him.
What do I got to do to get you into this new social media company? Slide six. Can someone press slide six?
Well, the New York Times got their hands on this deck. And the top line sounded sexy. Slide one.
Yeah, Jack, can you talk about the numbers here?
Elon wants to quintuple revenues to $26 billion annually in just 6 years.
That's a pretty big number. He wants to 5X the amount of money that Twitter's bringing in.
Yeah, that's quintuple. He also claims 104 million people. That's some kind of pot joke. Are going to pay for some Mystery X subscription that didn't have detail.
Yeah, it's called the Mystery X subscription, which sounds mysterious.
But the biggest part of Elon's sexy plan for Twitter is inherently unsexy, Nick.
It is fundamentally boring what Elon wants to do with Twitter.
Elon wants companies that depend on Twitter to start paying for Twitter.
Is why it may work.
Guess how much, Nick? Tesla. You know, Tesla uses Twitter a lot. Elon even more, right?
He loves it.
Guess how much Tesla pays to use Twitter every year?
I'm going to gander it to $0 on $0.
Nothing. Tesla pays nothing to use Twitter.
Well, with Elon's new plan, Tesla would have to pay up big time to share any kind of news update with its 15 million followers.
With Elon's new plan, if Corporation Inc. announces a brand new thing I won't use.
A Tiwoo, a classic Tiwoo.
Well, Corporation Inc. can't tweet out pictures and links of that product to their followers for free like they can today.
So, Jack, it feels like what we're saying here is that a core part of Elon's takeover of Twitter is to make Twitter a B2B SaaS enterprise software product.
Yeah, that's it.
It would basically mean Twitter is going to look like Microsoft Word, Gmail, Salesforce, Oracle, Amazon Web Services?
Yeah, Elon's plan would make Twitter more like Microsoft Word or Gmail or Salesforce or Oracle or AWS.
Yeah, and those $26 billion in revenues that Jack and I mentioned earlier, up to half of those would come from this very straightforward business subscription.
Not mattress ads, which is virtually all of Twitter's revenues today.
Mattress. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Business Twitter?
The potential is in the essential.
Now, Jack and I, we love Twitter. Full disclosure, we're also shareholders. We use it daily. We're like getting story ideas. We're interacting with you. We're sharing this podcast.
But most people are passive Twitter users. They're casually scrolling like from hashtag to hashtag.
Actually, correction, most humans don't even use Twitter.
Twitter has 1/10 as many users as Facebook and Instagram do. 1/10.
So Twitter isn't essential to most consumers, but it is essential to big businesses.
The problem that Elon recognized is that consumers are paying for Twitter by consuming ads. Businesses aren't paying at all.
So Elon thinks the burden of monetization should be on businesses, not on consumers.
Hence the new strategy. Make those who are most willing to pay, pay.
Well, for businesses, Twitter is the essential communication tool, so they have the highest willingness to pay.
For Twitter, the potential, it's in the essential.
For our second story, the biggest startup fundraise worldwide yesterday was O House.
O House is a South Korean house hype app, and they're making you love the home you're with.
Okay, Jack, can we rewind 2 years, early pandemic Friday night? What's going on in the Kramer household? What are you seeing? What are you feeling?
All right, you turn on Tiger King. You put in the sourdough before Tiger King.
Veteran move.
Two episodes in, you grab the sourdough. And then you get in bed and scroll Zillow for 2 hours and then get like bad sleep because your eyes are all
like. You're like, are you seeing the 3-bedroom modern masterpiece in Marin? Is that a mahogany deck?
What's a live-in closet?
So big as a king bed.
So that's what you were doing early pandemic. But South Korea's O House has you doing something a little different today.
I said Frappuccino fridge, Jack. It's not even a wine fridge.
O House just raised $182 million in venture capital, reaching a $1 billion valuation. And with that money, they're going to enter the United States and Japan.
And what O House does is basically the Zillow scrolling Jack just described, but 2.0.
Not ogling homes to buy, ogling homes for everything but to buy.
But here's what Jack and I find so fascinating about O House. It's how O-House has evolved.
In 2016, they began as a glorified interior design blog.
Yeah, it was like a community for sharing pics of your renovation. Nice sconces. I'm not judging. I'm jealous.
Then it became basically Pinterest, but only for home furnishings and decor.
And then they started monetizing. They started connecting homeowners with interior designers if you wanted that, like, perfect mid-century modern person.
And then, also like Pinterest, they added e-commerce. So you could buy the sconce in the app.
But then last year, Jack, they became like not like Pinterest at O House.
Right. First, they added next door furniture delivery. Impressive.
So you can get the club armchair and the shag rug ASAP.
And next, they're doing home repair.
Okay. This is way beyond interior design at this point, Jack.
Right. Not just designer decor. Also a platform just to get a plumber to fix, like, the Klogner toilet.
Okay, you add all that up. This company, this app, O-House, it now has 10 million monthly users in South Korea, and it's coming here.
And it's become kind of a super app of real estate. It's got Pinterest, Wayfair, TaskRabbit, Zillow, all combined into one app.
It's not a tech company that did content. It's a content company that evolved into tech. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at O-House?
If you can't be with the home you love, honey, love the home you love.
You got the honey in just so naturally. The last 2 years were a house hyping palooza. You know, Jack, you see that condo over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone. Outbid.
Somebody bid $1 million more than you with super cash.
People wanted to move. Cash was saved up. Borrowing rates were low. So people bought the last couple of years.
But in the last few months, all that home buying frenzy hit a limit. And there's just nothing left to buy.
Yeah, interest rates have jumped. Mortgage rates have doubled. It's a lot harder to buy.
So instead of moving or thinking about your next home, you're staying in your current home for the foreseeable future.
And that means instead of buying, you're renovating.
It's cheaper to renovate for farmhouse style than to buy an actual farmhouse.
And that is why O-House just hit a $1.5 billion valuation for a house-hyping app.
It's the app you need to love the one you're with.
Honey.
And now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
So for the last 3.5 years, Jack and I were running a startup within a startup, basically.
We turned our company, Market Snacks, into Robinhood Snacks, the news arm of Robinhood.
And at Robinhood, we co-hosted the Snacks Daily Pod that you got to know and love.
At Robinhood, we also got to hire an awesome team of news people who run the Robinhood Snacks newsletter.
Wild fact here, the biggest newsletter in America, Robinhood Snacks.
A key detail, though, not many are aware of, is the editorial independence.
So Jack and I set it up so that we could independently cover the most interesting and most important news stories of the day.
Robinhood's commitment to free, digestible news snack style was an awesome differentiator.
Yeah, if you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast. For our third and final story, wait, quickly to clarify, Jack, did we say microwave for 30 seconds before? That's the limit. I think you can't go beyond 30 seconds with your ice cream.
30 might be too much. You might want to do a little less than 30.
You know what? It'll bake the cookie dough a little bit, so it might be kind of nice. Test the limits. Anyway, third story. Two of the most exciting electric car companies of 2020, they just hit all-time lows.
Because in the game of Financial Thrones, cash is finally king again.
Besties or Yetis, bad news all around for electric car companies who are not named Tesla.
Yeah, start with Rivian. If you're in San Francisco or Seattle, you've seen their electric pickup trucks on the road already.
Yeah, I saw one the other day, Jack. People were actually stopping and taking photos of this thing.
But Rivian stock is down 87% from their post-IPO high.
And that just got worse.
Despite that horrible stock drop, Ford Motor Company just said, I'm out.
Yeah, get this. Ford, old school Ford, was actually a major investor in Rivian's electric trucks.
That's right. Ford had 11% of Rivian going into the IPO.
But Ford basically just said they're not into Rivian anymore.
Right. The stock price is so low, but Ford just sold reportedly 8 million shares, according to CNBC, which is 1/10 of their Rivian holdings.
Okay, so Rivian stock, it just hit an all-time low. But it's even worse at Ohio-based Lordstown Motors.
Lordstown Motors spacked itself onto markets in 2020. Also, a promising electric pickup truck that looked kind of like he built it with Legos.
Exactly. Well, the first pickup truck from Lordstown was planned for late 2020, Jack.
Okay.
Yeah. And that got delayed to September 2021, Jack.
All right. That's okay.
That's been delayed one more time now to the second half of 2022, but we promise this time we're serious.
I think you're crossing your fingers on that promise, but there's a huge problem at Lordstown.
Yeah, Lordstown Motors only has $200 million in cash left.
That sounds like a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money when you still haven't made your first car yet.
We repeat, they're running out of cash and they haven't even made their first electric pickup truck.
Lordstown stock is down 93% on concerns that they could run out of cash, because if it does, the stock will go to zero.
So, Jack, what is the takeaway for all of our buddies over in the electric truck business?
In the game of Financial Thrones, cash is king again.
Cash is king. The one rule that finance professors are totally comfortable just yelling at all the students.
Funny thing about that cash is king rule, that rule was completely ignored in finance in the past 10 years.
The startups we saw were raising money with no sales. Cash wasn't king. A growth story was king.
That's how Lordstown and Rivian went public. They didn't even have a product yet. They just had a growth plan.
Yeah, they didn't have cash, but those electric truck companies could tell a growth story instead.
But with markets dropping so badly right now, investors do not want these unprofitable stories from cash-free companies.
In a down market, cash is king. Jack, can you whip up the T-Boy Tuesday takeaways for us over there?
Elon's leaked Twitter plans show it's going to start charging businesses.
Yeah, the potential is in the essential.
For our second story, O-House isn't about buying a new home. It's about loving your current home.
Because if you can't be with the home you love, honey, love the home you're with.
For our third and final story, Rivian and Lordstown, they're not making cash. They're burning through it.
Their chassis, their stocks are way down because cash is king again. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Kush Oza from lovely Chicago.
I'm going to push play, okay?
Great. Hey, besties. This is Kush Oza with the fun fact of the day. My fun fact is about Iceland. And the fact is that 1 in 10 Icelanders will publish a book. Iceland is a very literally focused country where just over 300,000 people of population has more writers, more books published, and more books read per head than anywhere else in the world. And they even have a book-giving holiday called Jólabókafold, which is on the Christmas Eve.
Okay. Noticed he said besties. I'd appreciate if he respects the integrity of our election. It doesn't end until Friday.
Okay. It's okay. Nothing crazy here. It could be the besties. Could be the Yeti still. Either way. Actually, it was the best fact we've ever had. That was really good.
Fantastic fact. In Iceland, you go to college, they're like, what's your major? They're like, economics. They're like, economic literature?
Yeah.
They're like, I want to be a cook. You want to write a cookbook?
Besties or Yetis, if you haven't voted yet, the polls are open all week long.
At TBoyPod on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
Vote there. Jack and I will see you tomorrow. And before we go, happy birthday to Megan Gillen over in Hoboken.
And Rocky Venti in Redding, California.
And Laura Norcoot is graduating with that MBA from Rutgers.
And congratulations to Luciana Huapaya for graduating with a master's down in Phoenix.
And Matt Shorthall just finished the first quarter as the head of business development. Very successful first quarter.
Happy anniversary to Chris and Jennifer Prasad in Georgetown, Guyana.
And Vinny and Kathy Nunez just hit the 25th anniversary in Mission Viejo, California.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-Boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Twitter, Zillow, and Robinhood.
And now a word about our exclusive sponsor, Robinhood.
Look, we're not tech guys. We're not engineers.
Uh-uh.
Nick, I'm no product manager.
You look great, but we're not technically. When our computer's not working, Jack and I turn it off, and then we turn it back on again.
But when we moved to California to join Robinhood, we were in tech's mecca.
So we were soaking up as much about the tech industry as we could.
One thing we saw about the tech industry at Robinhood was insane customer focus.
Every product launched, every tweak made to the app was a laser-focused move on customers.
Robinhood would be interviewing hundreds of users to figure out if one tweak of one button in the app would improve the experience.
Inside of Robinhood, we saw that everything the company did was focused on the best outcome for you, the customer.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, To get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose a stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast. Dude, by the way, my playing of the fact didn't work. So I was kind of waiting for you to like signal that it was over.
Oh, dude. Dude, mine didn't either. I was playing for you.
No way.
Yeah.
So we might have got way too long.
Maybe got way too long in the listening. I'll make a note to Adam.
Adam, don't make us look like idiots.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.